What's up, brothers? Let me hit you with some hard truth right off the bat. Men are nearly four times more likely to die by suicide than women. Yeah, you heard that right. That's a tough reality to face, right? But we can't keep dodging it. Society's been feeding us a lie that showing any kind of vulnerability is a sign of weakness, something unmanly. But today, we're going to flip that script on its head. We're going to talk about why vulnerability is actually one of the most badass strengths a man can have in 2024. Before we dive in to the deep stuff, do me a solid. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and smash that notification bell so that you're always in the loop when new content drops. Trust me, you're going to want to stick around till the end because what I'm about to share could change the way you see yourself in the world. And hey, if anything resonates, drop your thoughts in the comments. Let's get real conversations going, one that could save lives. Welcome back to Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I'm your host, Preacher Joe, United States Marine Corps veteran, preacher, biker, just a dude who's seen enough to know that life ain't always easy. Today, we're diving into a topic that might make some of you uncomfortable, but trust me, it's something that we need to talk about. Vulnerability. I know, that word probably makes you want to grab a wrench and work on your bike instead, but hang tight, guys, right? Because what if I told you that the real strength isn't about how tough you look on the outside, but about how honest you can be on the inside? Now, let's get real for a minute. From the time that we were little boys, you know, we've been bombarded with the idea that to be a man means being invincible, never showing weakness, never asking for help, always handling your business solo. We've been told to man up, shake it off, or big boys don't cry. You know what I mean? Never let anyone see you sweat. This kind of thinking has been a chain around our necks, bros. Suffocating our souls. It's why so many of us are walking around like ticking time bombs, carrying the weight of the world, but never letting anyone know that we're struggling. Depression, anxiety, addiction, they're all part of this toxic brew, and it's killing us, literally. The stigma around vulnerability has put us in a chokehold, pretty much. And it's time for us to break free. So what happens when we decide to break free from this prison? What happens when we dare to embrace vulnerability? Well, first off, our mental health gets a major boost. You see, bottling up your emotions is like riding a bike with the brakes on, right? You're not going anywhere fast, and eventually you're going to crash. When you open up about what you're going through, it's like releasing that pressure valve. You're not weak for letting it out. You're wise for knowing that you can't carry the load alone, you know? And let's talk about the relationships for a minute. How many of you put up walls with the people that you love the most? Your wife, your kids, your brothers, because you're afraid of looking weak. When you're vulnerable, you're not just being honest, you're being real. And when you're real, that's when the magic happens. Your relationships become deeper, stronger, and more authentic. You stop pretending and you start truly connecting. Then there's personal growth. You can't grow if you're not willing to face your fears, face your doubts, and your weaknesses. It's like hitting that open road without a destination. You might feel free, but you're not going anywhere meaningful. Embracing vulnerability is the first step to real growth. It builds resilience, it builds grit, and it gives you that kind of self-awareness that nothing else can. Let me share a story that drives this home. And this one hits close. Ever hear of Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Yeah, that big, tough, unstoppable force of nature. But even The Rock has a struggle. He's been open about his battles with depression, about hitting rock bottom. No pun intended, rock bottom. Despite all the successes and muscle in the world, you know? Now, early in his career, he went through a dark time, and instead of keeping it bottled up, he spoke out about it. That vulnerability didn't make him weak. It made him stronger, more relatable, and even more respected. The Rock's willingness to share his struggles didn't just help him. It helped countless others who are in the same fight. That's what vulnerability can do. It can change lives, including your own. So here's the bottom line, bros. Vulnerability is not your enemy. It is the key to living a full life. It's how you heal. It's how you build real relationships. And it's how you grow as a man. Don't let anyone sell you the lie that being vulnerable makes you weak. It's the exact opposite. It makes you powerful beyond measure. Now that you've seen the truth about vulnerability, it's time to take some action. If this message hits home, like the video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss what's coming next. Trust me, you're not going to miss the next one. All right? Share this video with the brother who needs to hear this. And drop a comment below. Let's keep that conversation alive. You never know who might need to hear what we've got to say. Now remember, strength is not about how much you can lift or how tough you can act. It's about how much that you are willing to let go. Vulnerability is the road to true strength. And it's a road that we all need to ride. Stay tuned for more insights that'll enlighten you and empower you to live a life full of faith and fortitude. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.